Yep.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Yep.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Can we start out with the...
No, you go to the first. Okay, we don't have, we have two of us here.
Just Carol and I.
So, Chris Kilpatrick is gone.
There you go.
Yeah.
We have Michael Seeds to help us.
Yes.
So...
The last two seats. Excellent. Okay, Jeff is gone?
He's gone.
No agenda? Okay.
Yep.
You have it?
No.
Oh. Did you get, here's reconciliation. Do you want to call these out?
Okay.
Okay, so the declaration of quorum. Chris is gone.
Go ahead, you do it for me.
Okay.
Approve the minutes.
Approve the minutes from the February 20th, 2023 meeting.
Yes.
Second it?
Aye.
No, you have to say I second it.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And that is...
To approve. Neither one of us have ever done this, so... Okay, clerk's report.
Okay. Clerk Jones here. I'm doing this early, but I've talked to some of the residents of the township about some road conditions and have gone over, I think one of them said right here, about a ditch, and discussed it with Randy Elliott for some future plans to work on it. And other than talking to a couple people, that's all I have.
Treasurer's report. We had a beginning balance in February of $444,204.16. We earned $1,003.69 in interest. We had $46,295.34 in deposits and or credits that had cleared. And we had, as of February 28th, we had $124,108 not cleared. Our ending balance was $394,912.51. Okay. No, you'll get it off of.
I know.
You'll get it off of.
I know what you're
this.
Talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
I gave you that. It's all together.
Yeah. Hey, but that's what I took and put into this.
Correct.
I did that right.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And
have you got to go over the vouchers? Approval of vouchers.
Yeah, approval of the vouchers. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Overseer's report.
Okay, I did put in a bunch of culverts. Put metal arc, put in a 36 inch or two driveways. Took out an old box culvert that was up by Jack's. Put two at 13, 31, 9.
Up by Jack's on 160th?
No.
No, on Metal Arc.
Okay.
Metal Arc.
Okay.
There was an old one that
right.
That fell through.
Yeah.
I took that one out. put two at 1331, 9 Southwest 160th. Two half culverts, which he paid us, that's a check, for 15731 Southwest 43rd Street. Put one at 1272, 9 South 160th. Put one at, on 80th between, on Tewakene, but 80th and 70th. Picked up rocks, we went around, we'd put in a culvert, and then we'd go around and pick up the rocks and stuff for our new mower and don't hit. We've almost got it all done except for this end down here. And let's see, picked up rock.
You cleaned up some ditches.
Yeah, I did ditches on Metal Arc. I did that ditch south of Seeds. I don't know that lady's name.
Doris?
South.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, cleaned that ditch out.
Okay.
And took two trash loads, took tires, one load of tires, one load of trash to landfill, cleaned up the front, cleaned up the yard. Called Dick Save. That's about it. Oh, put 99 gallons of red, 115 of green, and that's, we didn't have any breakdowns. And I just graded Metal Arc, but I didn't put it down here.
Is everything running?
Everything's running.
All the,
and you've done, and he's done, I didn't say anything to what he'd done. He's welded up to
water tank.
And then he rocked one road.
County line.
County line, we rock county line.
From 150th?
To 160th.
Uh-huh.
And you did that one in addition.
150th and county line to 140th.
Why?
Because I wanted it done.
Okay. That's one being chip sealed, right?
Right.
Okay. They built it up and it was already beat away.
Yeah, I'll pray it up later on, but I wanted rock on it and I didn't want it to get all sloppy and everything, so we got it done.
Also brought Michael S. Singer in as a part-time employee. Showed him around the shop and equipment and worked on getting all of his background stuff done.
Yes,
with insurance.
We've sent that in. He's okayed by the insurance.
He's getting the water truck welded up. Probably won't work, but we'll try it. It's worth a try, I guess.
Okay. Board discussion. We need to discuss getting speed limit signs done in a timely manner.
Do we really need those, though?
Do you down my road?
Does anybody pay attention to them?
Yeah, but that's, we still have to put them out there.
Right.
So we do need to get that done.
It's only been 2 years.
3 years.
Yeah. Wait till I got two guys.
I thought that's what the new guy was supposed to be doing. No, that's what he's in the last meeting.
Right. He's only worked like 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah, I could
so
have you two putting up stop signs.
Right.
But and do I have to dig safe every one of those?
No, not at the intersection.
But the speed limit signs.
Speed limit signs. Probably should.
Yeah.
You know how long that's going to take?
Get started now.
I'm going to make you start right now. I'm going to get that over to you.
I ain't got my request.
What's that?
Put them a half mile in after they get out of that cul-de-sac. So
yeah.
What the speed limit is.
I can't remember what he said. It was 100.
140?
I know where he's talking about. Do we have to follow a code on
you
that?
Sign and post. all ramping down in there. Or come help me.
200 feet off the intersection.
The recommendation is, what, an eighth of a mile from each intersection. We bought enough for four for each mile.
Wow. So hit the half mile mark, gets it. And
both directions.
Right.
Oh, sorry. Two for each mile.
Mm-hmm.
Eighth of a mile from each side.
Okay. He's got a good point, though. If you live in additions in the middle of the section, everybody coming out of that doesn't see it an eighth mile back either direction.
Well, they're going to go one way or the other.
They'll see it and they'll learn.
Okay.
Well, I'll just have to keep the law enforcement informed.
You'll be the good neighbor.
Yeah. Well, it's up to the counselors.
Okay. Consider approval to purchase rent a new tractor with loader.
And John Deere's not here tonight, right? Where did this? We only have the
ODI.
Yeah. Okay.
You want me to talk about it?
Okay.
So last time we discussed, we realized that we had a 15-foot mower instead of a 10-foot mower.
Uh-huh.
I got the new numbers for that, and then I also, being that I already priced you for the other one, I of course updated the pricing and all that, but I went ahead and gave you guys the beefier model, so it does better with the hedge trees around here and all that, any rocks and all that. So it's the heavier duty model that'll be able to cut 3.5-inch limbs or whatnot when you're going through, and it shouldn't have an issue. So looked into adding an extra warranty system to it. Yeah, last time we were talking about trying to bump it up to the 8 years or 7 years, depending on what we decide. And I was told that it's just better not to bump the warranty up until the 5 years elapses after that original warranty, and then decide to put it into place or not, because it will save you guys a lot more money. And because if we try to guess, we don't really know where we're going to be at in warranty by then. And so they just suggested that I didn't try to make a special request into AGCO. They said it's just better to put it on a used, after 5 years, put it on a used warranty with genuine care and all that, which will cover all your services and all that kind of stuff for the remainder of the 3 years that you guys have left on it, or 2 years, or however you guys choose to go with it. And then I do have a updated price per month, if you want to hear that. Or not per month, but annually. And that would be $17,537.93. And that's with the mower, too.
And for how long?
That would be 84 months. And
$17,000 what?
$537.93.
Annually.
And that would be with the new mower, too. That's the price.
And what tractor?
The Massey Ferguson 6713. So it's the same tractor that I priced last time in model wise, but the exact one that I priced you guys last time has sold. So it'll be a different one. It'll just be the same. It'll be the same model. It'll be a year newer though. It'll be a 23 instead of a 22. So if there's any other questions you got.
So that would be leasing the mower and the
That'll tractor. Be actually a purchase.
Oh, this is a purchase.
Correct.
Okay.
And
so what's the final amount that we would pay on those?
17,000 times 15 years,
well,
or 8 years.
He's got it figured.
Right. $141,997.89. And I don't know if you guys are tax exempt or not. I have taxes on here, but I don't know.
You should take that off.
Okay.
Yeah. So 141.
Yeah, you can, more than welcome to.
41.
So.
19.
And like I said, that's going to cover all your services, all your issues that you're going to have in the next 5 years.
997.
We'll send a service tech out, and they will do an inspection around it, so they won't catch anything. If there is something that might be coming up soon that we didn't, so we kind of
and we wouldn't have the tax,
one of our eyes on it, so it's easier
right.
to catch anything that.
So,
anyone
else?
Is there any interest?
He's out of Winfield, Wellington?
Hillsboro.
Is there any interest on that?
Yeah, I'll listen to the guy with the truck. And then we might have a meat service deal, and there where we might ask to bring it to the shop in the winter, but we will pay for all the shipping and all that. And if you guys can't have it, can't not do that, then we'll just have a service tech do it all out there. It just makes it easier to do it in the shop sometimes on certain services, on the bigger ones, and that kind of stuff. So.
But you'll come get it.
Yeah, we'll send the truck out and have it picked up and everything and ship it back, and that'll be all out of our. You guys wouldn't know the difference. So it just does it. So then it makes the jobs easier because we got cranes and hoist and all that kind of stuff. I mean, the service truck has a crane, but it's easier to do stuff in the shop. I mean, you've worked on equipment.
Yeah, nice being warm.
Yeah. So, and we can always adjust those services wherever you guys need to. But that's up to 3,000 hours, and I don't think you guys, I mean, you guys had this one tractor since 2005, and you've just gotten out 3,000 hours on it. So, I think you guys would be plenty.
So, it's a 7-year lease with a 5-year warranty.
That's a
purchase.
7-year purchase.
That's buying it.
Yeah. This isn't the lease deal.
John Deere was the lease one.
It has to be a lease purchase.
That's.
It can't be a purchase.
So we can do that.
It's government.
Yeah.
You can't do.
And we can do that, and we'll do it for the exact same amount. It just will be a little bit different. And
so it'll be a lease purchase.
Yeah. It'll be the same thing. I forgot the government. But yeah, you're right. But it'll be the same thing. So.
What's the interest on it?
4.79.
That's what I was trying to find.
4.79, 84 months. So, we're not quite to our 2% days back in 2020. So.
You're saying the payment for the year is $17,500.
Yeah, and that includes the mower and the tractor.
Yeah.
So, and then you got the loader on it. It's a very basic. It got a shuttle shift transmission, so you'll be able to go forward and backwards without even touching the clutch and all that. Be able to put it and the gear. Most people do it like high and gear four, and you don't even touch the clutch after that. You just throw it in. Even from a start, you just throw it in. So if you get people that don't know how to use a clutch instead of having them burn it out. So.
Found that out. What kind of mower?
It's a Rhino. It's just a Rhino 10-foot. Has double change and foam tires. So, is there anything, to my knowledge, that was all that you guys were the requirements for? Is that accurate?
Okay.
So.
And where are we at with the John Deere thing? We were.
See, Chris took that over, so I don't have.
I know.
And then he doesn't show up, and they.
Well,
just table it.
You have
right.
to table it.
We still got a couple more months before mowing season starts anyway. How fast
okay,
do we
so.
Get to us when we say, hey, we need it now?
So on the mower, it's looking to be 45 to 90 days out, and then that tractor is going to be not until about October.
October?
So, yeah. So, but I already added the additional hours, so you can just use the trade-in or your John Deere until that coming season. And then everything in your first payment won't be until next year. Well, it's next year, your first payment on that. So you're not going to be paying on it.
Are you allowing us for the John Deere?
The.
Are you buying our John Deere?
Yeah, that'll be a trade-in.
And that was
where is that?
It's not on the paper. That's just a PO. I can.
What was the purchase for our John Deere mower?
$41,000.
what you just said is, hey, well, we can't get it. We got to get it now, or we're going to have to wait till.
Well, the one that what I presented to you last month, we had all in stock, but another township bought it, and so now we don't have it. And so we're ordering that. That stuff is already ordered. We just have to wait until it comes in. So that's kind of how short supply with equipment. So that's why your resale value is so high. I mean, 41,000. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that's not just above or just under what you paid on it when you bought it. So on that John Deere, probably didn't lose much money in 13 years.
Okay.
So we're going to table this one for now, right?
One and two.
Yeah. Yes, we will. We'll have to table both those. Will our tractor and mower, I mean, is there a problem going till October if we decide to do this? That'd be all summer.
I've got some bolts.
Oh, that mower, yeah.
I do have bolts.
Table
in it.
45 to 90.
The mower they could get in 45 to 90.
Well, let's table it.
Okay.
So what John Deere has.
Right.
Okay.
And that's for both these.
Correct.
One and two stable.
Right, because that would be a whole package deal.
That doesn't sound okay. Bad.
No.
Yeah. No, I understand. You have to compare me. I mean, that's the only way to get the best price, right? No, I completely understand that. I have no issue with that. I'm just... Do you want me to come back, I'm guessing, next month? The same?
No. Do we have your card and stuff?
Right.
Yeah. I thought... I know Chris did.
Well,
let me see if I have any more in my wallet. I don't have any in my wallet, but I have a whole bunch of them in my truck. I can go and grab you a stack.
Just grab us two.
Two? Okay.
Please.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, thanks for coming.
Hey,
yeah.
And then what do we say after that when we vote on this?
Okay. Consider approval to purchase a new tractor with loader.
No.
I vote table it.
Table. Yeah.
Table it.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Consider approval to purchase a new 10-foot mower.
Table.
I second it.
Yeah.
Got to table it.
To table it.
Yeah. Second it.
Aye.
Vote. Aye.
Aye.
Two.
Why don't you get up there? And... Good.
Okay, consider approval to hire ICI for insurance. Continue with them.
Second it.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. I'll give you one.
And, he probably needs it more than we do.
We were talking about that Fendt last round. Mm-hmm. That Fendt's in Salina. And so if you ever do want to go out, I can take you out there. It's going to be actually at a farm show, so we're going to have a lot more other equipment there. And we can bring you out, show you that Fendt 314 if you ever wanted to look at it.
I really would like to.
So you can just give me a call. Right. Phone's always on. So you guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. You guys have a wonderful night.
You too. Okay.
Consider.
We're going to scratch that one because I didn't get the information. The contract with Foley, I talked to Robert Abney today. He was supposed to get back with me for the backhoe. And he never did, so that one is tabled.
We just blow that off.
Yeah, we don't even want it.
Okay. Okay. I'll tell him. Consider buying a poly tank for the water truck, spending up to $7,000 if this metal tank doesn't work.
If the metal tank doesn't work, then we'll get one. Let's try this first since we're almost done with it. He's almost done with it. And Jeff will be back April 1st, and I'll get him started on it once we get it all put back on the truck and put it all back together.
All right.
So how long is it?
This will get us by until, but we're not going to keep patching this thing up.
If it don't work, it just starts leaking again.
That's what we want to consider buying.
Next winter, we'll trash it and put the poly on.
How big is this?
32,000 gallon.
What's ours now?
I know, 3,200 gallon. It says 4,000, but we're not supposed to fill it clear full.
And you can fill a poly full all the way full?
That's what it holds. We can put 32,000 in it. There's a 37,000.
There's got to be more than 4,000 gallon tank.
Well, it's.
Oh well.
That's
no.
That's a lot of water hauling on there.
Okay.
4,000.
So this is not apples to apples. So you're going from a 4,000 gallon tank to a 3,200.
If we didn't fill it clear up, Randy, we're probably closer to 3,500 gallons, right? We're 250 gallon off.
There's so many leaks on it anyway. It goes at the top, you pull it all the way up, shoots out the freaking side. So it don't matter.
Well, if you want 3,700, it's an $8,000 tank. It goes from $6,000 to $8,000.
I think you should table.
This one's gonna have to be tabled also. Consider buying a poly tank for the water truck, spending up to $7,000.
Tabled. Second.
I have a question.
All in favor?
Aye.
What's the water truck doing?
The roads. If
probably on a little bit. Compaction of dirt and materials, you put water with
you
it.
Add the water so that way you can pack it.
Yes. And getting the roads ready. For chip seal and for any of that compaction, the water truck is greatly needed.
Eventually, we're going to go to a poly.
Yeah, just don't work with you, poly.
I'll put a lot into that tank.
Okay.
But this is.
Did you guys vote?
Yes, we already did.
We tabled it. 2-0. Okay, citizens' discussion. Write his name.
1/30.
What's your name?
And what's your name?
Adam. Show. S C H. A U L.
Okay.
I live a half mile west of Santa Lake Road. There's two culverts that need to be replaced because it's too narrow.
Yeah.
Can't drive on it. Been that way for a year.
Years.
Years.
Yeah, I measured them. One's 11 foot 3 inches, the other one's 12 foot 3 inches. And that leaves about 9 inches of leeway for the east one. And impossible to cross the west one.
Yeah, I called Dig Safe this morning and they'll get it done by. They'll have it done by Thursday, and then I'll have it done probably by next week.
Okay. That'd be good, because it's the only legal access to a building.
Sorry, I'm getting at it. I'm going.
So it needs two culverts?
Yeah,
that's
it needs
what
a big
needs?
One on one end and a smaller one on the top end.
The issue
won't take
is
very long.
The water washes the gravel off.
Yeah, just got a 30 footer we'll put in there. We got it all figured out.
And it's a steep bank.
Just haven't got to it yet.
Okay.
Well, I just want to thank you for what you've done this last month, the way you did.
What's his name?
It's, what's your name?
Rex. Yeah. Roberts.
And also, the mile section, the county line, 148, 150. Is somebody going to come out and pick up limbs, twigs, that's in the ditch?
No, what we're going to do is we're going to let the grass grow up and mow it.
Well, I'm going to have some piles in front of my house, so if you want to, I'm going to pick mine up.
Okay.
I know it's a pain.
Yeah. We got, what, 13 miles of that? And it's,
yeah.
We got it. Fields of gods. And I just plan on mowing it.
I will say.
Yeah, it's spray.
The other day I got a compliment on the tree trimming on 140 from Kamek. So he said he really liked it. So
sure it widened the roads out, didn't it?
Yes. He said.
See down there.
What are you going to do about the regrowth? I mean, you cut it off, and then it's like it's going to grow a bunch of little branches. I mean, it's kind of expensive to cut it off.
Well, it ain't so bad. Well, you remember when we did ours, that one place on, how many years ago was it we did sky trimmed on County Line?
For the detour, that would have been.
5 years ago?
Yeah.
And it ain't come back too bad. And they come out in the road. When I worked for Gore Township, we used to spray Roundup on it, but when they first came out, but I can't do it anymore. Too toxic.
And that also, you guys did cut them as close as they did this time as well. Trees will always grow.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, and
you're gonna see.
Rip it. They could strip them. You know, with the bucket and just strip them down. People already get mad enough about the trimming of them, and they really hate it whenever you strip them. So
you'd be surprised.
I do.
It'll go up.
I know it's possible to get like a mower that's like on its arm that reaches.
But that's just about like stripping.
Yeah, they did that a few years ago too.
And throws the debris everywhere.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing.
Nothing faster than the sky trim.
Has your section been cut?
1/30th. It hasn't. That's the
1/30th over there.
That dead end. No.
No.
No. It needs to come through. And,
well, yeah, come over off the county line and see what kind of nice job they do.
You or just 1/40th. He could go. That's just down the street from
Meadowlark.
Are you in the farmhouse or the house on the north side?
I farm the field that's like in from 1/30th.
You're clear to the end?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you don't live there, you just farm it, right?
Right.
Are you the one who went in there and chopped them trees to start with?
Yeah, we trimmed the trees a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It was really bad then.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Yeah, we just have to pull trees. But usually I go in and pull all the little bitty trees out, and if the sky trim comes through there, then I'm not catching on them little trees. And I can push it all up in a pile and take it up.
Anybody else?
That scary sheet, yes. But potholes and chip sealing. Dust is my concerns on the Blazing Meadows. Just off of 120th. Potholes are getting really big. One of the neighbors.
And where's that one?
120th and Blazing Meadows is just about a, I guess, a, just barely over a half mile long. I think actually it's
Blazing
South. Quarter west
south.
Of the county
yeah.
line. Yeah, quarter west of the county line or about south.
Needs rock, what it needs.
Yeah.
And that lady down there on that far end has cut that ditch so the water, that new house on the end, she's cut that. I did have it piled up so the water would go across her driveway, but now she's got it so her driveway's higher and she cut the hill out so it goes like this and then washes the culvert out. I told her that that wasn't the plan that we did for the builder. We told him we'd put that one in, but he had to put two or three inside that berm that we had because we're only gonna take care of the rough water on the road. But she had cut, now she's cut it so it's turning, going down the waterway, turning at her driveway, and then going.
There's a place that was washing out that's just south of my driveway, and one of the, I'm not sure which neighbor it was that cut that down because they said it was, that's been 2 years ago, hasn't it?
Well, when we put that culvert in, well, they've smashed it.
Which culvert? Is it the culvert on the west side? No.
The last house, that new house. We put that culvert in, we had a berm set there and told her that she had to put, well, we told the builder that he had to put at least two culverts in there for that waterway. Well, she didn't want to put the waterway, she didn't want to put the culverts in, so she cut the slot so the water comes by her driveway and then washes out ours because it won't hold that water.
It's washing across the road.
Well, yeah, it's washing our culvert out. It's not going into the road yet because it's not high enough, but it's not trying, she's trying to stop it so she didn't have to put culverts in. And I've talked to her two or three times. I built that up once and she keeps knocking it down, but I don't know what you have to do.
I've had a conversation with her as well before.
Can that become a requirement?
It was told, I mean, probably you need to talk to county engineers to have probably the county.
So, Daryl?
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out which house we're talking about. The one you're just now building?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, I saw that one. It's already collapsed.
Oh, yeah, they done crushed it. They ran. Yeah, they crushed it.
Sounds like a mill to her.
I need to get the name.
What?
I need to get their name if we talk to Daryl about it.
Okay.
Or
what?
At least
the address.
Oh, okay. I'll get the address for
you. Okay.
And Gary's been asking about chip seal for their what the cost would be.
Right.
And I know that Chris was looking into that cost, but I don't know where that is. He's been asking for.
We've been trying for years.
Oh, the chip seal
to get on that list, and we even it's all some pretty expensive houses on that road, and I know our taxes are a lot higher than a pretty high percentage.
Well, okay. When we were discussing it before, it was, you wanted to find out what the cost if you guys paid for it.
Yes, that's why we're trying to go that route, and we can't even get an estimate on that.
Understood.
And they started off with, you know, thinking it would be about X amount, and then came back a year later. It was three times that, I think, was the last I heard.
Mm-hmm.
And they're starting to get up to $10,000 per house.
Holy cow!
That's why I'm thinking something's wrong. Yeah. He just flat didn't want to do it.
You had what, a half a mile?
Yeah.
17,000.
You'd be looking at 20,000.
Yeah, that was
maybe
what
25.
We were originally talking
well,
about. I guarantee we would do it for that.
Do we get a break because we're township?
Well, okay. He wasn't going to look at Butler County. He was looking at either Don
APEC or one of those guys.
So
okay, so a half mile. Of chip seal. We need to find out.
And that,
that would be another question for
that
Mike Brown to
17.
See if they're willing to.
That would be an easy rebuild, too. There wouldn't be much on it.
Really?
Just upgrade it, get it up.
Maybe talk to Butler County HIPAA, seeing if Kraft will do it.
Like Kraft or, okay.
It would be a lot cheaper if you went through Butler County.
Yeah.
That's your preference.
Okay, we'll try to.
Assuming they'll do it. I don't know if they do.
Just need to, yeah, but look at the tax.
And that's blazing saddles and road.
Yeah, I don't, I can't think of where that
it's
is.
It's Blazing Saddles or
Blazing Meadows.
Meadows, okay.
Blazing Saddles.
I just watched that the other day. That was funny.
Here, you're in a good place to go. It's going to be called Blazing Saddles.
I've heard that multiple times.
And that's, I still don't know.
Blazing Meadows.
It's west of the county line?
Yes, and it's just a road that goes straight south a half mile. And there's about four houses or five.
There's eight homes there now.
And some of them will
county line and where?
Curve or something.
On Pawnee.
Yeah, Pawnee.
On Pawnee.
Oh, okay.
And then south.
Okay.
They're building a new house.
Okay.
A barn out there.
Okay.
First road you come to.
Okay. So it's, okay. Okay.
Go, Jim.
Well, just tell Jim to go. All right, I got a couple things.
Okay.
140th number two, it's got some spots where the base is getting exposed. There's a concern that we get rain, it's going to just degrade further, right? Then on Prairie Creek 3, we've got a lot of the depressions in there. We've got that spider cracks or alligator cracking, you know, it's causing a ponding issue when it does rain. And of course, you know, water just going to soak into the base and cause problems. Plus, it's a safety liability issue for the township hydroplaning. So just wondering what the, if you guys have been looking at doing some maintenance on those two since they've been, gosh, how long ago did we do those? Michael?
3 years ago.
Three?
4 years ago?
Because they were actually done with the, when the
teacher. The roundabout, yeah.
Yeah, prior to the roundabout.
And they resurfaced a lot of it after the roundabout was done, too.
Yeah, county came in and did some overlay on it. But we got some lateral heave, you know, when the tire tracks push in, push out to the side, you know, and they create a kind of depression and the chip seal breaks down. I'm just concerned about our investment in that, you know. Let's make sure we look at that.
You should see my mile.
Or a problem.
Our, where we live?
The base wasn't packed up properly.
Yeah.
And it's really swayed
so
down.
You walk down our road, and I have a few times, and there's cracks wide in there. And
so the roads that we went over last year, how long had...
2 years. Those have been there for 6 years.
Okay. Yeah.
That was for the detour.
No.
Well, no.
Not the ones that you reached last year.
So would those roads that Jim's talking about?
You really shouldn't need that, but if they weren't.
They took a lot of beating.
Yeah.
They took a real beating.
I don't know. Do you think it needs chip seal cover? Do you think that it needs, I mean, you're going to have to do some patching before you chip seal.
I need to talk to the county and see if that chip seal will cover them cracks. Or do we need to go over
there? What road are they talking about again?
Prairie Creek.
Right.
You know, it's part of the regular asphalt and overlay.
Between 140th and 150th. And clear on down.
Right.
To 160th.
It's not
chip sealed. Wasn't that part of the detour?
To 160th, yeah.
Right.
160th to 140th.
Oh, okay.
From Prairie Creek.
Right.
Yeah. Right, and that's what you're talking about.
I'm talking from 150th north to
uh-huh.
140th on Prairie Creek.
Uh-huh.
It's got some lateral heave, some pushing out. And then on 140th from Prairie Creek west to
Butler Road,
it's got some exposed base.
Right.
That probably needs to be looked at. And there is one.
That one was the biggest problem. They didn't do a good job on 140th at all, 140th too. They basically immediately had to start repairing on that one before a lot of stuff got done.
A lot of traffic went through it, too. everything that comes out.
Will they be willing to do anything to help it, do you think?
They'll be happy to do it. It's going to cost them money. Oh, I mean, they did their deal. They paid for it. They resurfaced it twice before the, so their liability is done.
Okay.
So it's up to the township now.
You might have to throw it out, you know, to get some asphalt down the line. By now, I don't have time to do anything except chip seal. Get ready for chip seal. So, man, it ain't warm enough to do asphalt.
Yeah, but as long as it's on your radar to keep an eye on it so it doesn't get worse and just completely fall apart.
The little potholes, like you say, where the gravel's showing, those should be patched.
What's his name?
Jim.
Put a little cold patch in there just to seal it. I just passed that one. Passed all of them, not too long ago.
But I probably did a few more.
Can run through and patch a few of them.
Well, maybe if we get some help, they can, you guys can get that, some of those patching done. You?
Luke Jansen, J-A-N-Z-E-N. Talked to you and I talked to you, Steve, about it, but for official meeting. The ditch on Mulberry Road that runs on the east side of the road by the hedgerow, a lot of the rock that got put on there before the rainy season washed off completely. There's other issues that have been discussed with neighbors and various people about that situation, but there's a lot of debris in that ditch that needs to be cleaned out. And then I was going to talk to the county about the actual culvert just north of 150th below our street where it turns off. So a lot of work needs done, but at very minimum, get the ditch dug out.
And from 150th?
North. On Mulberry, yeah, north 150th. The ditch is on the east side of the road by the hedgerow. So.
To get back to his place, that road.
Okay.
You know the road we're talking about.
Yep.
I've got one more issue.
Okay.
Where are we at on the missing receipts identified during the audit?
No idea.
So, Trustee Kilpatrick's been notified of which ones we need.
Yep.
I assume multiple times.
Yep.
Okay. I would suggest that we send this list to our commissioner and talk to him about some way to resolve this, potentially even using Kansas Statute Chapter 60, which would be removing the trustee from office for willful neglect to perform any duty enjoined upon such person by law. It's in the statute. If it comes down to that, maybe there's some sanctions we could do. But this is ridiculous. This has been going on for how long? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is an audit from 2021.
No. And so, we got zinged on our audit.
Yes, we did. So I think this ought to be resolved. This has gone on long enough, I believe.
I don't think there will be any missing receipts found.
So, as a side note, I don't know if you all are familiar with the term of pecuniary responsibility, which is you as accountable officers, you as a certifying official, you as accountable officer because you're part of the team. That pecuniary responsibility means that you're responsible for making sure the funds are used properly and accounted for. And if that is found deficient, you guys, that could turn into a liability, which means that you'll have to take and pay that back. So I'm just trying to let you guys know that, covering your side, you guys are two of three. You guys have a vote.
Yep.
I don't know
how much money is it?
I had it all figured out last year. I mean, I...
It was approximately 8,000.
Jeez.
How much?
8,000.
Around.
Unaccounted for.
Oh, that's a lot.
And Maybe I'm wrong.
It was close. It was in that ballpark.
Did they have what it was supposed to be spent on, but just didn't have papers, or was it? What kind of papers did they have lost?
They lost receipts.
They didn't have the receipts.
They did not. So really, we don't know what it was. Some of it. Some of it we do.
The two big ones were from auctions, and so we do know what was purchased.
Yes.
For those auctions, but we don't have the receipts that actually show that.
Yeah, that's right.
Auction avenues.
And we never got the receipts.
There was a whole bunch. There was small ones, you know. I don't know. I did up a report. But those were like the two big ones. Seemed like one was 3,000, one was like 2,000 or something like that. I don't even remember for sure.
But what is it?
Yeah. Do you have any idea what?
I don't have at the shop, or did it disappear?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was wondering.
Well.
Well, the auction place should know. Should have a copy.
Was it missing tools? Missing gas? Missing what?
I don't think. I mean, the gas wouldn't. That's not. We have all the receipts for that.
Well, I'm just talking about.
Yeah. No, I believe I would have to go back and look, and I guess I could do that.
I haven't seen anything out there of any value like that.
I mean, I emailed the report to you guys.
Yes, it's probably on the OneDrive.
Well, I mean, I pulled it from QuickBooks. So.
I know, but we talked about it enough. It's probably in a group already that.
Well, since we're talking about that, number one, you guys probably shouldn't have me on emails that are, or sorry, text messages that are going back and forth between you guys. But it's extremely concerning that the vouchers are not being validated. I know for the last 2 months the vouchers are not being validated.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, no, it's
the writing of the check.
When I send these vouchers out, these are what this is taken from.
I have every one of these. Am I supposed to put that
no,
on the?
No, listen. These are all what I'm writing these mm-hmm. checks for. These I pick them up from the unreconciled
mm-hmm.
folder. You need to go over and make sure.
He is not responsible.
Just to verify the vouchers?
He is not responsible. Jim, quote me the KSA. Come on. It is the responsibility of the treasurer and the trustee to validate money. They are responsible for the money.
Well, so I don't think Chris has never.
To be able to view that.
Okay, he has. Okay. He has never in the last 2 years ever gone over.
Understood. I know, because I did it for you for the last 2 years. I did it for you guys. But there is nothing stopping Carol from creating a vendor and writing checks to herself right now.
Yep.
So that means that mail needs to be picked up. It needs to get scanned in so it can be ready for her so she can get the vouchers done and sent off an appropriate amount of time. Monday doesn't work anymore for you guys. And if that means you guys need to change the meeting day to have extra time,
good with that.
Then you guys should look at that.
Because I'm gone on weekends. I'm a lot. So if I get something Friday, chances are I'm not there.
I'm trying to get them.
No, I know that. It's I can't work on weekends to get stuff ready for Monday. If we had the meeting like on a Wednesday,
right?
I could, you know, so pick it up. Pick it. Can I say something? Can we turn that off?
Yeah.
Anyway, that okay. So that's something we can talk about next month, because I think we might have to change the meeting to get all this done.
Right.
But I. Well,
Steve can't get the mail because he's not signed up at the post office.
Yeah, yes.
I can get the mail, but I couldn't get packages.
Who are the packages for? Bring yeah. that up.
Well, one of them, it was the trustee, but it was something for me because we had to do a Census Bureau thing that was about 8 hours. And I had to do that. That was my thing. And I did get it done.
Let's see, Steve's not on the at the bank to sign checks?
Nope.
No.
But that's not getting done?
Well, he's if he takes off, he and I are going to go do it now.
Chris won't be there. Tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to shoot for tomorrow if he can get off.
Chris was asked to get that transferred back in January. Am I right? I thought you said to remove you.
It doesn't matter.
And to put me
we'll
on.
We'll just try to get the bank thing done tomorrow.
We can't count on him to get anything done.
No.
You guys got to take care of it.
Well, yeah.
And I've got a question for Randy when we're done with this.
Oh, no.
Half mile west of Lake Road on 160th. How many years has that culvert been laying in the ditch there?
From 160th?
Yeah. That culvert has been laying there for 3 years.
Yeah.
Where's it supposed to be?
It's supposed to go across.
Well,
he said he was going to do that, but yeah, I haven't got to it.
Right? Okay, I'm just bringing it up. How long it's been laying there. Someone asked me about it the other day, and I can't think of who it was.
Yeah.
Was it you?
No, it was somebody at the funeral.
Somebody did.
Yeah.
It's time to put it in or move it so people won't see it.
Okay.
Maybe the grass go around.
That's all I got.
Anything else?
You got to just pile this stuff.
Okay.
Question. Just it's not directly the township, I don't think, but it is tied. Just basically the taxes. I'm not sure how some of that works. Are you guys? Put in amount that you need from Butler County do they tell you how much you get? I'm just an overview, high level, how that works.
We have a budget meeting, and I don't understand all of it real well.
I'll be happy to talk to you about it after if you want, or if you guys want to hear it.
Okay. But I know, like, my appraisal went up $140,000.
That's Butler
year.
County.
So
yeah, that's
not Butler County. That's the state.
Oh.
The state is who controls the cost for real estate. And that flows down to everyone else. And it's usually a year, sometimes 2 years off. So as the housing market increased, the property values increased. Thus, our taxes have increased for that. And so last year we saw an increase. This year we saw an increase. Probably next year we'll see another increase before it'll probably start leveling back out. And if the market goes to the tank, then it should go down. But it's all controlled on what house values are. You can try, and you are going to be able to do it. But you can try to find out what other houses in that area have sold for within the last year. And if you've got houses that aren't quite up to snuff comparative to yours, then you could try to go to Butler County and ask to have them change that, but it's very unlikely that they'll do it. But it's all based upon mill levy. So every year, the board goes in and decides what that mill levy is, whether to increase, keep it the same, or go lower. Last year, we only increased it by a quarter of a mill. Most other townships were going one to one and a half mills. We decided to try to keep it because the taxes are so high. And so the taxes, if you look at your tax statement, the amount of money that goes to the township is 2%. So 2% of what you pay goes to the township.
I think it's just all of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Fast.
Yep.
Crazy.
It is. But again, it's not It's not some, it's not Governor Kelly, even though we could blame it on her, but it's not Governor Kelly saying, you know, we're going to just increase our taxes. It's all based upon fair market value of houses, and the housing market is stupid.
Is there a limit how much they can go up each year?
No, if your house is worth, if they say your house is worth $10 million and it was worth $1 million last year, they can, that's what the fair market value is. If you could sell your house for $10 million, then that's what they're going to charge you for taxes.
I'd be gone if I could do that.
Well, no, I understand that. I'm just saying that. I don't see how my house would sell for what they're telling you it's worth, though.
Yep. Especially when you don't improve it.
Right. Okay, are we done?
Meeting
adjourned. 6:27 p.m.
What? Our house. That's when it started.
Oh, yeah.
End it.
7.